When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchwiz.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is May 27th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Freddy Peralta, 2.1 innings, 5 earned runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 4 Ks. What is going on? Well, he had a terrible third inning, and his SIP per 9 is super high right now. It's around 9 to 10, and it should be way better than what it is right now. He should be more like a 7 hit per 9 based on the hard contact he's allowing. What I'm seeing is Peralta's fastball velocity is as high as we've seen in ages, a 94.5, so I'm not worried about the shoulder. I think that his put-away rate on his four-seamer is really bad at the moment. It's just about 15%, with normally around 24 to 25% on that pitch. And I think that this is going to change overall. I know people can look at the FIP. They can say, oh, well, it's not really that ridiculous. Now, forget about that. It's about the actual skills of what Peralta's doing. This is a really interesting buy-low opportunity for Freddy Peralta at the moment. Hunter Green killed it in Wrigley. Great to see that. Max Scherzer is getting his ace is going to ace label back. John Gray did great things against the Orioles with a wonderful slider. Cool to see. I think we sell high after the Tigers next because I don't think the fastball is that good. It's kind of hard to do that. A lot of people say, no, this is it for John Gray. That's why it's a sell high. Joe Musgrove did well against the Yankees. Didn't have a slider still, but it was cutters and curveballs, so that's good. Yes, I need to breeze through today. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to say yes or no, kind of. Lance Lynn against the Tigers, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 5 walks, 5 Ks. Now has a tough schedule. Now it's the Angels, the Yankees, and the Dodgers. So, yes, we were really in because the schedule was so good, right? This was against the Tigers. He was 3-for-3 since we put our foot down. I said, no, Lance Lynn is going to get this back. So now it gets a little bit tougher. I really hope that Lance Lynn can go 2-for-3 out of these. That would be really, really exciting. Alex Wood was my stream pick of the day yesterday. Got the win against the Brewers. 5.2 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 5 walks, and 5 Ks. Just like Lance Lynn essentially one out away from that. He does get another good start next against the Pirates. I think that's more questionable because he didn't have his changeup or slider in this one. It's a lot more fragile than I think I was giving credit before. Kevin Gausman against the Twins got the win. 5.1 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 5 walks. What is it with 5 walks today? I don't know. 8 strikeouts. It was weird. The splitter didn't get nearly as many strikes as it normally does. Sub 60% strike rate. And that's really why you have the 5 walks. Jesus Luzardo was against Reed Demers. And it's kind of interesting. I think they're a little bit similar. I trust Luzardo more because he has a third pitch that is his changeup that is more legitimate than Detmers' third pitch at the moment, which is a curveball or change. But they both have this really good slider and a fastball that I think should perform better than it is. Luzardo got the win here, though, against the Angels. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 7 Ks, but 7 hits. And it's really frustrating to see this BABIP around 3.5 or so, 3.50, when it should be much lower. His 10 hit per 9, way higher than it should be, 139 whip, but I will acknowledge 67% hard contact on the four-seamer. This was actually a worse commanded four-seamer, 50% hit rate. That is, it was 4 outs on 8 balls in play for Luzardo. So keep that in mind, where Luzardo really has to figure out that four-seamer not getting hit as hard as it is. But man, the slider is just so good, so good. 66% strikes with a 51% CSW on that slider for Luzardo, 12 out of 41 whiffs as well. Chris Sale against the Diamondbacks, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 3 Ks. He only sat 94, which is really annoying. He did hit 97, he was slow, and then he went back up, and there was also, I think, a misread here on a changeup or two by Savant, but still really annoying to see that. You want to see him pumping 96, right? But fine, we keep going. Everything is okay. We're not going to overreact because he did ramp it up. Cooper Criswell came in after Beeks. It went 1 earned run in 4 innings, which is nice. But, you know, we don't want to trust a 6.46 ERA on the year, and this is just a complete hassle. Hunter Brown went against Oakland and did exactly what he was supposed to do. It's kind of interesting. He is maybe Zach Gallen, but just without the changeup, right? It's curveballs that are really good, 52% CSW, 10 out of 25 whiffs, which is insane. And then a four-seamer that is a called strike machine. Just something to think about there. Shane Bieber has a 17% strike rate. Actually, it's 16.8. it's kind of wild. He's not going to have a 308 ERA, guys. 9 base runners in this one, 6.2 innings, 2 earned runs, only 2 strikeouts against the Cardinals, but kind of win. It's whatever. He's a Toby. Shane Bieber is a Toby really right now. I need to drop him in the ranks next week. Randy Vasquez against the Padres made his MLB debut for the Yankees. 4.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. 6 whiffs, 31% CSW. I actually really like his cutter. I think it has a lot of aggressive movement. 34% CSW, and it was his most used offering about a third of the time. Sinker isn't elite. It's fine. He pumps into the zone. It's 94-95. And then after that, I don't really know. The curveball did have a high 40% plus CSW rate, 3 over 16 whiffs. But it's not really this overwhelming pitch, and it's fine. Maybe there are going to be nights that the cutter really actually excels in a major, major way. But Randy Vasquez was only here because Domingo Herman needed more time before his suspension was up, and he'll be pushed back to minors after this. He will likely get another opportunity at some point. So in AL-only leagues, I would consider Randy Vasquez, but I don't really think that he's exceptional as a prospect pitcher. Taiwan Walker against Atlanta. 6.2 innings, 3 earned runs, 10 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strike. And how am I going to butter my bread with this? Very close to a VVVPQS. That is a, you add the V every single base runner after 9. Yeah, not fun having a splitter at a 52% strike rate. Thus, it fell down to 22% usage, and Walker just chucked fastballs hoping it would work, and somehow he got out of it. I don't really want to trust Taiwan Walker. Louis Varland impressed me against the Jays. 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks. Got the loss, but hey, could have gotten a win here. Got you a poor quality start. The velocity is 94.5 on the four seam. We're not 95-96, but Varland had a 38% CSW on it. This is great. I really like Varland. I just hate the schedule. Houston's next, then the Rays, and then the Jays again. Not fun, but after that, I'm very much in. So like June 15th, I'm in on Louis Varland. Jared Schuster is also actually a really interesting one. You should circle this. He gets the Athletics next, and his slider is looking great. 5.2 innings, 3 earned runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 Ks against the Phillies. Yes, he had a Philly against the Phils. Honestly, if you went one more inning, that's a poor quality start with a 1 whip and 5 Ks. Just not even one more inning, one more out. Really interesting for Jared Schuster as that slider is just so good. As I mentioned with Reed Demers, the slider is amazing, 43% CSW, but the heater's getting hit too hard, and the number 3 pitch is laying him down. That's why it's 10 hits and 2 walks in 5 innings with 3 earned runs and 5 Ks against the Marlins. I recognize, guys, he gets the Astros, Cubs, Rangers next. It is not fun to hold on to. It's a cherry bomb. This is the most out I've been on Detmers all year because this was the Marlins. I was thinking, you know what? You had 12 strikeouts. Let's go see it again against the Marlins. Did not do it. Fine. I recognize it's painful because I know that there is another thing to unlock here. But yeah, you really can't hold on to for that 3-game stretch. It's going to be rough. Connor Siebold against the Mets, O's, and Coors, whatever. Who cares? Matthew Liberatore, you can drop. He was against the Guardians here. 5 innings, 4 in runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. It is Pittsburgh and Cincinnati next, but that just, I can't trust it because the curveball wasn't here, and without that curveball, like, what are you doing? Liberatore, I think you just don't do. James Kaprielian against the Astros, something interesting here. Four-seamer did have his 16% swing strike rate, and he does get Atlanta next, but then it's the Pirates in between and the Rays after that, so it's like, maybe there's a stream in there. This was against Houston, so obviously we didn't do this. Jordan Lyles and Joey Wentz and Brandon Pfaadt were clear, like, yeah, don't start those guys. That's fine. But then we have some interesting ones with Justin Steele, Mitch Keller, and George Kirby and Grayson Rodriguez. I'm going to talk about those guys and today and tomorrow's streamers after this break.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Justin Steele went 3.2 innings, 5 earned runs, 10 hits, 0 walks, 4 Ks. It was kind of what I feared with him, with only 6 whiffs and 19% CSW, as the slider isn't getting those whiffs, and the 4-seamer command was worse, because that's how it was last year. And it has been really good thus far, but he threw a lot down the middle of the plate, and it wasn't great, and there you go, there are 10 hits from this. And now he gets the Rays and the Angels, so this is the fear. This was against the Reds, by the way, for Justin Steele. And now he gets tougher opponents. This feels like it might have been the Vargas role that is ending. I'm scared, guys. Mitch Keller against the Mariners, 6 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, and 8 Ks. I still think the command is actually pretty good. The 4-seamers hit harder than we've seen, and the breakers were jumped on as well. Yeah, it's not a Vargas role. I think, honestly, he did fine and just didn't work out today against the Mariners. While George Kirby on the other side of it, both of these guys had blowups here, 13 runs between them. 4.2 innings for Kirby against the Pirates. 7 earned runs, 9 hits, 1 walk, 4K. His stuff got hit at the top of the zone. Everything was there. He couldn't really land the breakers to keep batters honest, so they just kind of looked up and they were able to swat everything up there. What are you going to do? You move on. Grayson Rodriguez against the Rangers, 3.1 innings, 8 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. He was throwing harder, but like Kirby, he just can't get anything down. And that includes a changeup, a slider, all that stuff. I know there was some talk about tipping pitches, all that, but if he doesn't get his stuff down, yeah, it doesn't matter. Grayson Rodriguez, just throw everything down next start. Not even the fastball up, just like everything down, and then you can figure it out from there. Otherwise, Patrick Corbin and Noah Syndergaard, I mean, yeah, don't do those. I know Patrick Corbin had those 4 games, but of 2 earned runs, yeah, this was 6 earned runs against Kansas City. Okay, we're back, baby, I guess. Looking forward to today's games and tomorrow's games. Otani, Castillo, Valdez, Corbin Burns, Zach Wheeler, Logan Webb, Chris Bassett, Clayton Kershaw, Pablo Lopez, and Justin Verlander. All auto starts look. Scherzer just had 20 whiffs in cores. Come on, you can do it, Verlander. Luis Severino, Charlie Morton, Josiah Gray, Andrew Heaney, and Tanner Bibee are all probable starts. Something really contentious there, in my view. Yeah, I think you do it for everyone. I understand Heaney against Baltimore might be a little bit, but the strikeout rate, I think, is just too high there. Questionable start here. Jack Flaherty gets Cleveland. That might be probable, but we just don't know what we're going to get from him. Tyler Glasnow is still a little coming back against the Dodgers, but very excited for that one against Kershaw. Michael Lorenzen is our stream pick of the day despite last week's bad outing. I think he can do well against the White Sox. Michael Wacha is going today against the Yankees. That's a very interesting one. Edward Cabrera against the Angels. Is he going to limit the walks? He has last 2 starts, but the fastball strike rate was really low last time. We'll see. Brady Singer's a cherry bomb against the Nationals. Garrett Whitlock's returning from the IL against the Diamondbacks. Maybe he does better than Glasnow. It might be kind of interesting. I would stash him on the IL and see how this goes. I did that in the Legacy League. Brandon Williamson gets the Cubs. I'm not really a fan of that, but maybe the cutter inside works. And Dean Kramer against the Rangers, there's a chance that works out too. Do not start here. Vince Velasquez returning from the IL. It's a still little situation. I don't know how slider focus is, if that's still really even good. It was a surprise that he was good at the beginning of the year. I think it's just too risky here against the Mariners. Jameson Taillon, hopefully he gets his groove against the Reds. Zach Davies also returning from the IL. Everyone's turning from the IL today. It's 4 guys. As he goes against the Red Sox, hopefully the changeup's there, but like it's Zach Davies. You don't chase this. Jesse Schultz against the Tigers. Maybe that works, but I don't really want to do it. And then Chase Anderson's in Coors and Hogan Harris. Has made his debut already in relief, and now he gets to start for the Athletics, so you don't want to do that against Houston. Looking forward to tomorrow's game. Spencer Strider, Christian Javier are at the top with Garrett Cole at 3 because he doesn't get the Athletics like Javier does, and Strider's just been that good. And Cole has stumbled a little bit lately, but yeah, Cole's still my SP1 for the year. Yu Darvish is on the other side of that game against the Yankees. It doesn't really matter who he's facing. Darvish does what he does. Dylan Cease gets the Tigers against Eduardo Rodriguez. Against, of course, the White Sox. Both of those, I feel like, are auto starts here. You got to do Cease against the Tigers. And Eduardo Rodriguez, I know he just stumbled against the Pirates, but it's against the White Sox, who are better against lefties. I think Eduardo Rodriguez should have his cutter back. You still start that one. Drew Smyly against the Reds. He's been on such a tear. You do that. Alex Cobb against the Brewers. That feels pretty easy. Same with Patrick Sandoval against the Marlins. I know it's been like a 17% strikeout rate, but Sandoval, you do this against the Marlins. Merrill Kelly against Boston. Sure, he's been such a good Toby. Jordan Montgomery's been a little disappointing. Against the Guardians, that should be fine. Yuri Perez against the Angels. Actually, the toughest matchup here, but I really like Yuri Perez, and I feel that he should be started here. Marco Gonzalez is our stream pick of the day against the Pirates. He has a good enough command to make this work. And Tanner Houck had elite command, the best I've seen from him maybe ever in his last start. He gets the Arizona Diamondbacks, which is a decent enough floor to take a chance there. In the questionable start too, we don't know what we're going to get from Mackenzie Gore, even though he's against the Royals. Bailey Ober is against the Jays. I like Bailey Ober, but it's the Jays. Same thing with Taj Bradley against the Dodgers. Dean Dunning, I don't like, and he gets the Orioles, but that could work because it might be a Vargas rule. Jose Berríos has been doing really well, a sub-3 ERA in his last 50 innings, but he's the great undulator. Maybe he has figured it out with four seamers way out of the zone up and sinkers inside the zone. We'll see. And Colin Ray can make it work against the Giants. He just did against the Astros. Maybe he can do it against the worst team in the Giants. In the do not start tier, I just don't want to do Ronzi Contreras. I feel like he's a cherry bomb and it's just not worth your time. But I could see an argument for him in the questionable start tier against the Mariners. I think his fastball is just not good enough. Daniel Lynch is returning to make his season debut, and I want to wait and see, but it maybe can work as a desperate Sunday play against the Nationals. Luis Medina is a decent quality start play, like decent. Not a great one against the Astros, but still has shown that he can go six innings. Kyle Bradish, same thing against the Rangers, but man, it's very, very cherry bomb-esque. Same with Graham Ashcraft with 7 earned runs in 3 of his last 4 games, and now he gets the Cubs. Hunter Gaddis just had a birthday party that is a really good start out of nowhere. I don't expect it to continue against the Cardinals. Gavin Stone gets the Rays. He's not showcased good enough stuff whatsoever. Dylan Covey against the Atlanta Braves. I don't think that he's going to replicate what he just did. And it's Gomber versus McGill inside of Coors. Absolutely not. All right, that is it for today. I'll be back, of course, tomorrow. The list is coming out on Tuesday, not Monday, because of Memorial Day weekend. So enjoy the weekend. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.